Good morning once again.
Good morning.
I have a few notes that I'd like to say at this time, but first of all, I'd like to say I am deeply honored. I am deeply honored to have the privilege to welcome another credentialed Unity leader into our fold. You know, it's not easy going through all the classes. Some of you have been through classes, and you know the impact that a class can have on you, but have you done the homework? It's quite an accomplishment to get through all the paperwork, all the preparations, to stand before a panel of ministers and give presentations, and finally be blessed with the credentialing of and the honor of being called a licensed Unity teacher. That's an honor that cannot be taken from you once you achieve it. So if there are some others of you out here aspiring, okay, here's a good example of how to move through the process. So I have to use my notes from my phone here, so bear with me a half a second. Let me pull up my thing. There are a couple things that I've been said that should be said, and one of them is that licensed Unity teachers serve a threefold capacity in a Unity minister and fulfilling their duties. And one of them is to work in cooperation with the ministry and ministry leadership. The other thing is to serve the well-being of the congregation. And the other thing is they serve as an official credentialed leader of the Unity movement in connection with Unity Worldwide Ministry. So it's pretty much, you know, a responsibility. And we know that our person here today has met all those requirements and more. We know how she has surpassed in volunteerism here at Unity Church of Light. And each of us are expressing our gratitude to more this morning, Jackie, for that. Would you come forward, please? Jackie Compton. I don't know what I was getting ready, where I was going with that. I was going to say something smart, but I decided this is the moment. Jackie Compton, we are so honored here at Unity Church of Light for you to join our fold as a licensed Unity teacher. And I know you're excited because I'm excited. We're all excited, right? Yeah. I was asked by the Unity, Worldwide Unity Ministry to ask you a couple of questions.
All right, I'm ready.
And you can respond by saying, I do or I will.
Okay.
Do you accept the principles and the promise to adhere to them and make them the basis of your teaching?
I do.
Do you dedicate yourself to not only this ministry, but to Unity Worldwide Ministries? And do your utmost at all times to reflect the Christ in all that you think, say, and do?
I do.
Well, we got two out of four. Do you dedicate yourself to be constantly aware of the Spirit within all people, and that you will see only the perfect spiritual person, perfect in mind, body, and spirit.
I do.
And do you promise to demonstrate unity principles faithfully and lovingly to the people of not only this ministry, but all unity ministries, to seek ever to be an example of patience and loving kindness?
I do.
May the infinite spirit who empowers you to do all these things grant you the strength faithfully to perform the same, as in the consciousness you respond to the prompting of God within you. Thank you, Jackie, for all you do. Thank you for saying yes to the task of becoming a licensed Unity teacher. I don't have your regular certificate yet, but I just present you with this here today. And together, if we rub our hands together and get this energy going, let's give her our unity blessing. Jackie, we love you. We bless you. We appreciate you. And we behold the Christ in you. And we have, I hope everyone can stay. We have a little reception downstairs where we're going to present her with a couple little gifts. So if you'll stick around for that, we have cake and all. And I just want to say, I am really... We're so happy here at Unity Church of Life because now we have three licensed Unity teachers, and guess what? In another year or less, we'll have four. So, you know, really. Thank you.
Thank you.
In this moment right here, there's no way you need to go. Lay down your worries and fears. You are powerful, you are.
Good morning.
Woo-hoo!
What an accomplishment! You guys made it here in the rain! Good morning. Welcome, everyone. And thank you for coming. The words of Jesus in the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 14 through 16, have been paraphrased as saying, "We are in the world, but not of it." Another way to say that is, we are not human beings having a spiritual experience, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. Unity believes that we are 100% human and 100% divine. And in the daily we're reading today, that was talked about. We can identify as a member of the human race, or we can identify as a divine being, owning our lives. I want to talk a little bit about how my life shifted from being a member to being an owner, and you guys had a lot to do with it. Ever since I was a teenager, I wanted to give people hope. I wanted to be a minister and give Sunday sermons. But I had a problem. I was terrified to speak in front of a group. What if I cried? Now, I am a crier. I cry when I'm happy. I cry when I'm sad. I cry when I'm angry. I'm probably the wettest person you ever know. And I never saw a minister cry when I was a kid, and so I couldn't possibly be a minister or give Sunday lessons. And what if I made a mistake while I was speaking? What if I said something that somebody didn't like? They'd be terrible. And they like confronted me on it. And worst of all, what if they didn't like me? Holy smoke. Those fears kept me from being a minister and a teacher. I put that dream on a shelf and I walked away from it. I told myself that I could never be a minister or a teacher. I came into Unity during the pandemic, and many of us began attending classes on Zoom because we couldn't meet in person, and we became friends, many of us. Now, in June of 2021, we honored our spiritual leader, Renetta, by establishing an educational fund in her name. Many of you contributed generously to that. At that celebration, I got up and spoke publicly for the first time in 35 years. And I was terrified that I was going to cry. But I got up and I spoke because I wanted to honor Renetta, and I wanted to honor all of you who had given so generously to the fund. I was able to get up and speak. I didn't cry. I didn't make a fool of myself. And I found that I loved public speaking. The very next month, I gave my first Sunday lesson at the Unity Church down in Farmington. Because you lived and owned your lives, you helped me live and own my life. Overcoming that fear of speaking gave me the courage to attempt other things I had always wanted. I had always wanted to publish a book of my poetry. But I thought, who would want to read my stuff? Well, early in Unity, I would let Renetta read some of my poetry. I trusted her enough. And she would read it. And one day she said in passing, "James Dillett Freeman doesn't have anything on you." Well, now I was new in Unity, so I didn't know who James Dillett Freeman was. And I didn't want to look stupid by saying, "Well, who's that?" So I rushed home, and all the time I didn't want to forget his name, right? Because it's a long name, three words. It's like, James Dillett Freeman, James Dillett Freeman, James Dillett Freeman. And I drove home and I Googled it. I thought, oh my God, this guy is the poet laureate of Unity. Renetta thinks I'm that good. Could I be that good? And because Renetta lived her life, she owned her life, she was able to see something in me that I couldn't see in myself. Now, I held that idea about the book thing for about a year in my heart. And then I self-published my book. Now, lucky for you, we have some copies downstairs. And they're being offered on a love offering basis with a suggested donation of $10. You save the tax if you didn't buy it on Amazon. And half of the profits will go to this church as a fundraiser. Now, I know many of you do have my book already, but remember that Christmas is coming up. And this is a really easy way to get done with all your Christmas shopping. So there'll be some books down there for you to look at. Now, I was becoming more and more an owner of my life. I was developing my God-given talents. You began hinting that I might make a pretty good licensed Unity teacher. Well, that caused some resistance in me because of what I had believed my whole life. But I let that idea grow inside of me, and divine order prevailed, and now I am a licensed Unity teacher. A completely new life that I had only dreamed about in my mind, and just put aside, actually, unfolded as my faith grew and I claimed my divinity. So how do we take charge of our lives and live a meaningful, purposeful life? The first step in owning our lives is to observe the BS that we believe about ourselves and the world. And of course, BS is short for belief systems, right? Right, you got it right. These are beliefs we were taught as children from our parents, caregivers, schools, churches, media, and culture. We get a variety of messages that are embedded in us from birth. We are expected to behave in a certain way. Now, in my day, girls were taught that they needed to be pretty and they needed to be caregivers. Boys were taught that they needed to be strong and not show weakness. Now, that's changing a little, so that's really good. But our culture still teaches us to be small. These expectations leave us incomplete. And just like the opening affirmation, we are complete. So it causes a strife inside of us. We live our lives according to the story where we're taught. And according to the story we continue to tell ourselves today. If we don't examine the story and the beliefs behind it, then we are living unconsciously. Those that fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. And we do repeat our story until we get honest with ourselves and we become aware of what we are doing. What is the story that you're telling yourself? Are you hanging on to old belief systems that are no longer serving you? When our story becomes too burdensome for us, life sometimes forces us to take a look. And hopefully we take responsibility for our feelings and our behavior. Only then can we search for the truth about us, update our beliefs so that they may serve us completely. And we own our lives so that we can experience joy, hope, love, and peace in our lives. So what are the steps that we can take to own our lives? Sarah, could you show the next slide, please? Now, in your bulletin thing was a little bookmark of the five Unity principles. The words on this bookmark are the same as on the screen above. Unity has five principles, which equip us to become owners of our lives. Let's read these five principles together, please. One. God is the source and creator of all. There is no other enduring power. God is good and present everywhere. Two, we are spiritual beings created in God's image. The Spirit of God lives in each person. Therefore, all people These principles enable us to own our lives and develop our divinity. We own our lives by realizing who we are, what we are, who others are, what they are. Establishing a working relationship with God. Developing our divine Christ potential, and then sharing love and joy with others. Excuse me. Now, if you're sitting there saying, holy smoke, I can't do all that. I hardly have the energy to get out of bed in the morning. Don't panic. It's a process. One principle at a time. One day at a time. And it takes a long time. Excuse me. First, we must let go of our old ego self. Our egos have manifested in our lives as loneliness, anxiety, illness, addiction, unhealthy relationships, and stinking thinking. We must let go of the demeaning things we believe about ourselves. Society's expectations leave a slimy residue on us that consists of fear, shame, and guilt. Do you suffer from feeling that you're not good enough? Do you feel unlovable? Do you think of yourself as a fraud? These are messages our culture embeds in us. And it is up to us to remove them from our lives. Excuse me. Understanding our beliefs. Questioning our beliefs. Surrendering to a divine, loving presence. And going in a new direction is not easy. But it is doable and it is worth it. The five unity principles help us overcome our inertia and our ego. They help us take ownership of our lives. And here's some. Sarah, next slide, please. To own our lives, we must be observant, wakeful, willing, noble, and nurturing. The first principle is God is good and present everywhere. If God is good and everywhere present, okay, so what I want everybody to do is, let's stop this for a minute. I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to affirm that my physical body is perfect, whole, and complete. And that the Holy Spirit is speaking through me for you to understand and to go out into the universe and bless people. We see my throat, my words, beautifully perfect. And we are thankful for this. Amen. No matter where we go, God the good is lovingly there with us, inside us, all around us. We observe ourselves because of the first unity principle. In order to find peace of mind and purpose in our lives, we must look at our personal history, our story. What are we believing about ourselves? Is what we believe, is it true? Since God is good and God is love, God will help us overcome our false beliefs about ourselves. to achieve a quiet peace of mind. Simply begin to observe and acknowledge what you are feeling, thinking, and believing. Allow your true self to observe without judging yourself. Jesus told us, do not judge by appearances, but judge righteously. This is very important. When we observe ourselves and others without judgment, we become... We begin engaging the goodness of us, the divinity of us. We see ourselves as God sees us. This is the second unity principle. Unity does not believe that God judges us. We judge us. God does not. God loves us, period. No ifs, ands, or buts. God is grace, just like the daily word. Grace is waiting to give us the kingdom, waiting to love us. We are inherently good. When we come to understand this, hope can develop. We cannot have hope when we are destroying ourselves with judgment, fear, shame, and guilt. As we observe and take responsibility for our feelings and behavior, we begin waking up. We become conscious of what we have been doing, and we realize that living as a human being, living in limitation, and following rules without question leave us empty. When we get honest, we become willing to change our behavior and our thinking. This brings us to the third unity principle, the law of mind action. It says that thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. If you have an unpleasant past and you think that it's going to last forever and that you're doomed to be miserable, you will be, because that's what you believe. However, by accepting your past and working through those old beliefs, you create a new life for yourself, one that brings harmony, love, and peace to you. When we look honestly and without fear at our BS, we realize that our thinking has been jaded. Our unkind thoughts and beliefs have been the cause of all our problems. We must wake up, and that takes vulnerability and a commitment. To embark on this courageous soul journey of owning our lives, of finding and claiming our divine selves, we must have God's help. Unit principle number 4 comes into play here. Allow God to love you and help you. If you were taught that God is unpredictable and bipolar, begin examining your beliefs about God. It's okay to do this. It's important to do this. Step out in faith and know that you are being guided to the right people at the right time, because you are. Through the fourth principle, we establish a working relationship with God. Once we open ourselves and receive God's gifts and our lives change for the better, the fifth unity principle comes into play. We must share these principles of love, peace, joy, and with others. Divine grace bless us, and we must bless others also in order to receive more. As we allow God to nurture and we listen and follow God's guidance, we become noble and nurturing. We do the loving thing. We are sensitive to those around us. We become the hands and feet of God. We're not perfect at it by any means. It is a process. But the five unity principles make us be aware of who and what we are, divine, loving beings. I think God is going to keep me busy as an LUT. I will be teaching classes, giving Sunday lessons, and I want to create a Reiki healing circle in the different churches around here. In January, the first healing circle will begin twice a month at the South Church on Thursday afternoons. Many of us were at the All Unity Thanksgiving service on Wednesday. It was a wonderful, marvelous experience. I see myself as a liaison to the churches, and I want to spearhead more All Unity events. We will be having a Good Friday service here at this church in April. We are thinking about an All Unity Christmas in July event, an All Unity picnic. And next year, the All Unity Thanksgiving event will be here at this church. That's correct, right, Renetta?
Mm-hmm.
I am putting the idea of more All Unity events out into the universe, and I want you to share that vision with me. Because it's a powerful way for all of us to come together. Yeah, that's right, Ann. In summary, using the five unity principles, we realize that we have come to own our lives. We are here to claim and celebrate our divinity. We were and continue to be observant, wakeful, willing, nurturing, and noble. When we do our part and claim our divine nature by joining with God as partners, we experience peace, love, and purpose, and the vibrant joy of living. Ownership is a state in which we embrace ourselves as creators and assume complete responsibility for everything in our lives. Ownership is fearlessness. No longer fearing our ego, no longer fearing others, no longer fearing God, and no longer fearing our union with God. We become powerful co-creating partners with the divine and receivers of God's beautiful kingdom. We are given a new lease on life. We have more energy because we are no longer swimming upstream. We are no longer resisting our own divine nature, but we are being carried by the divine flow of life. It's much easier, believe me. We find joy, beauty, peace, happiness, and fulfillment. And our lives expand in wondrous ways, and we become the light of the world. Life is a glorious place when we own our lives. So let's take that idea into meditation. Let's prepare now. Take a few moments to become still. Bring your attention to your breath. In and out. Steady. Strong. Bountiful. Life-filled. We bring that divine promise to mind. I am with you always. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Right now, right this moment, we claim our divine heritage, sons and daughters of the Most High Benevolent. Loving Spirit, we commit to owning our lives. From the center of our beings, we feel loving energy healing us right now. You see only the divine in us, the good in us, because you are all good. We see ourselves as you see us, good, whole, perfect, and complete. We affirm divine love within us, guiding us as we become more aware of our oneness with you and each other. What a wonderful thing to know that no matter where we travel, no matter how far down into the pit of hell we may have dug ourselves, divine upholding spirit is there with us. And if spirit is there with us, no matter where we are safe and there is hope. We give thanks during this Thanksgiving time and every day for the bounteous blessings bestowed on us. So let's take a short, quiet time to express gratitude from our deepest core for all that is ours through divine grace. For the peace, love, and joy we received in this moment of contemplation. We say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Abba.